Caroline from Bibliocook, and today I'm talking meatballs. The problem with meatballs is that you always seem to need breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs are just not something I ever buy, and not something I really have hanging around. But I do land my tail ends of bread, of decent bread, into the freezer, ready to go. So that was the sound of them being blitzed. I couldn't be bothered getting out the food processor. That's just a handheld blender, and I just blitz them up, fairly small. These are for incredible sounding meatballs made from lamb, goat's cheese, and caramelized onion. So that's the meatballs in the bowl. Now I need some garlic. And we've got some minced lamb here. And then I have some soft goat's cheese that I'm going to crumble up and mix in with it. And I've also found a great use for, you know, those jars of caramelized red onions or red onion jam that you can find everywhere these days? Well, you pop some of that in here rather than actually frying up onions or anything like that, which makes life a lot easier. Now, this recipe is actually from a great book called The Bowler's Meatball Cookbook by a guy called Jez Felwick. It's got meatballs, fish balls, veg balls, and what I love about it, it's got the meatballs, but it's got lots and lots of other things happening, like salads and sauces and sides and couscous and all this kind of thing. So there's lots of different ideas for meals. So that's the goat's cheese gone in. I have some minced lamb as well to pop into the bowl. There's going to be some milk going in there, and Jez in his recipe uses finely chopped flatleaf parsley and basil. Parsley isn't growing at the moment, so I'm going to use chives and coriander, which I keep inside the house, and chop those up and land them in. And then what I love about these meatballs is that you put them into the oven so they don't break up, and it's really, really easy to keep an eye on how brown they get and just keep them turned over. And then he says to serve with citrus couscous and honey roasted vegetables. I think we're going to do a yogurty sauce, some couscous with pomegranate seeds and lots and lots of lemon, and then some lentils with carrots on the side. A meal fit for a king on a Saturday. Check out the book. It's called The Bowler's Meatball Cookbook by Jez Felwick. Ballsy food, ballsy flavours, and there's lots and lots of ideas. Just as soon as you get those blooming breadcrumbs sorted out.